Arlo Guthrie for you now on Mixed Bag at WNEW-FM.
Why do you sit there so strange? Is it because you are beautiful? You must think you are deranged. Why do police guys beat on these guys? You must think Santa Claus weird. He has long hair and a beard, giving his presents for free. Why do police guys mess with these guys? Mr. Claus sneaks in your house at night. He must be a dope fiend to put you up tight. Why do police guys beat on these guys?
Thank you.
Burning low upon my tabletop, the snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling, and to be once again with you.
This is Pete Fornital back with you on this special Christmas edition of Mixed Bag with my special guest, John Fahey.
Hi, Pete.
John, that is music that has been part of our lives for as long as we've been drawing breath, and yet you make it sound so really new and fresh and different.
Thank you.
Is that part of the reason why you have become something of a Mr. Christmas in the last few years?
I guess so. I've always liked those songs since I can remember my first Christmas. I was 2 years old, and it was such a great time, you know.
Now, the music associated with the season, of course, recurs again and again with each passing year, and you have captured that now on, is it four albums?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the most recent one of which is called Popular Songs of Christmas and New Year's, mm-hmm. by John Fahey, guitar instrumentals, obviously. And I'll bet you haven't tapped the wealth of material available yet to do down the road.
Well, maybe. I've tapped it by maybe about half. I don't know. There's quite a few Christmas carols.
Well, that's at least four more albums to go in this series, so we can look forward to that.
I hope so.
But what do you think? I mean, now you have made records for years and years and been playing for years, and yet these rank among your most popular and best known. Why do you think that is?
They make very nice Christmas gifts, you know. You don't have to think about what your brother or your sister, you know. I mean, you can go in and buy three or four of them. And
so they are renewable in that context,
you know,
too, yes.
People usually like them, you know. And they're not very expensive. You know, they're sort of the perfect Christmas gift.
Well, we recommend it highly on Mixed Bag here. Popular Songs of Christmas and New Year's is the latest one. By my special guest, John Fahey. John, how did the guitar become your instrument of choice?
I was hanging out in a park in the summer when I was about 13 or 14, and I saw these other guys, and they had guitars, you know, and they were meeting girls that way, so... That's the truth.
The old story. The old play the guitar ruse to get the girls.
It didn't work for several years. But,
Now, you are completely self-taught.
Right.
Is there, among people who learned in conservatories and guitar schools or whatever, is there any kind of conflict because of that? Is one way better than another?
No, in fact, at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music in Milwaukee, they're teaching this style, and in fact, they have a minor in it.
Ah, now you say this style. Would you describe what you mean by that?
Ah, no, that's difficult. They call it, and I think it's a good term, the American classic guitar finger. I don't know if they use finger in there, but I mean you use the fingers of the right hand instead of a flat pick.
Uh-huh.
And steel string should get in there. That about does it. Okay. So I forget their exact title, but something like American classical steel string finger style.
Is it possible for you to be objective about your contribution to the art of guitar playing? If I force you into it, what would you say it was?
Well, I'm going to sound like I'm bragging, but when I started off trying to make the steel string guitar a respectable instrument, it was quite a struggle because, you know, I'd get a job, and I'd get up and I'd play three or four songs, and everybody'd say, "Well, when are you going to sing?" I'd say, "Well, I'm not going to sing. I just play the guitar."
Uh-huh.
And for a while, it was a struggle, but I eventually succeeded in making it successful. So that by the time Leo Kottke wanted to make a record, you know, it was a respectable, you know.
The latest album is called John Fahey, Popular Songs of Christmas and New Year's, Guitar Instrumentals. John, this is our Christmas show, 1983. Would you do a medley for us?
1984 WNAW-FM calendar is ready. An explosion of talent created by you, the listener. Paintings, sculpture, photos, and the exciting listener page that just might have your picture on it. Stop by your favorite record store today and pick up a copy. The cost is just $7. All the net proceeds go to benefit the T.J. Martell Foundation for Cancer and Leukemia Research. They're available at all Crazy Eddie's, Sam Goody's, J&R Music World, Harmony Hut, Record World, and all Disco Matt stores.
A happy new year, everybody. A very happy new year.
Rock still lives at 1027 WNEW-FM, New York.
A cure for the car theft epidemic? Good morning, I'm Jeff Finch from The Source. And it wasn't too long ago that most of the people who stole cars did it to go joyriding. But today, most of the people who steal cars do it for a living. It's a fact of life that Ohio state lawmaker Mike Stinzano finds very disturbing.
The crime of auto theft has reached epidemic proportions in Ohio. Last year, auto theft cost Ohioans more than $178 million. And particularly in the Cleveland area, which ranks third in the country in the auto theft rate.
But Stinziano's proposed cure, warrantless spot searches of autos to check registration and vehicle numbers, may upset some civil libertarians. Stinziano insists, though, that such searches are legal and have been conducted in Michigan for 12 years. U.S. Navy ships off the coast of Lebanon opened up this morning on suspected Syrian positions in the hills outside Beirut. The barrage from two ships came just minutes after two unarmed U.S. jets were fired on as they flew over those Syrian bunkers. It's an absolute icebox through much of the upper Midwest this morning. Arctic air that usually doesn't cross the Canadian border until February is gripping the northern plains and Great Lakes. Call up the recorded weather service number in Minneapolis, and you'll hear these frigid figures.
Under clear skies, the Twin Cities temperature is 19 below zero. Dew point 21 below, humidity 90%, winds are southwest 6 miles an hour for a wind chill index of 31 below.
And that's not the worst of it. The wind chill's down around 50 below in some parts of Montana. A 28-year-old man from Michigan was among the 91 people hurt when a car bomb exploded outside a London department store yesterday. Five people died in the blast, which London authorities have blamed on the Irish Republican Army. And tomorrow's the day when striking Greyhound workers are expected to learn the results of the contract ratification vote they've taken part in. Executives for the bus company say if the workers okay the proposal before them, Greyhound could resume its full schedule by Wednesday. And that's news. I'm Jeff Finch from The Source.
This bus for you. There's no one else who does it quite the way you do. So here's to you. For all you do, you know the king of beers is coming true. For all you do, this bus for you.
In local sports yesterday, the Washington Redskins beat the Giants 31-22. In the NBA, it was the Knicks over the Milwaukee Bucks 102-96. In the NHL, the Islanders creamed the Rangers 7-1, and the Devils beat the Minnesota North Stars 2-0. On the Sunday sports schedule in the NFL, the regular season has ended for both the Jets and Giants. Has it ever? In the NHL, the Devils, Islanders, and Rangers all have the night off. In the NBA, the Nets are in Denver. They'll be playing the Nuggets there tonight. It is 29 degrees under sunny skies. Our forecast, sunny today, followed by increasing cloudiness this afternoon. Cold with highs only in the 30s. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of light snow late tonight. It'll be colder with lows around 20 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 30% chance of light snow early in the morning, becoming sunny by the afternoon, colder with highs only in the mid to upper 20s, and the long-range outlook for Tuesday, sunny and continued cold. It is 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. on this 18th of December. Pete Fornital with you on Mixed Bag. My thanks, of course, to John Fahey for sharing his unique talents with us this morning. Coming up in the next hour, the Caroling Carolers. It's all part of our Christmas 83 Mixed Bag at W.